There's a interesting Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chet. The Gemara over there is talking about Bidyona Ben, and they want to give a talet to the Kohen, a talet for the Bidyon. So the Gemara says, well, if it's, what's the value of the talet? If it's five sila'im, so then what's the Kiddush? Of course you can give anything that's value of five sila'im. And if it's not five sila'im, so then it doesn't count. So the Gemara says, Kegon de kibel kohen elave. But the kohen accepted it. Ki had the Rav Kana, Shakir Sudra mebe, Pidyon HaBen. Amar le lididi hazili chames sila'im. Gemara says, you gave it to a rabbi like Rav Kana, where to him, it's worth five sudarim because he can use it to cover his head. Tamid Achim used to cover the head with these sudarim. So he says, to me, it's worth it. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Asher lo amran ela Rav Kana de Gemara Rabahu. Umeb'edet sudara alesha. Only Rav Kana, we can give it to, because to him it's worth it because he needs to cover his head with the talet. Amar kule alma lo. But anybody else, if it's not worth five sudarim, it wouldn't work. That's a famous Gemara. Shulchan Aruch learns from this Gemara, based on Harambam, that a person can give value to the Kohen for a Pidyon HaBen, even though the value of the item that is given is not five sila'im, but as long as the Kohen accepts it as five sila'im, to him he says, I'll accept it, and as long as there's somebody in the world that it's really worth five sila'im to, the Pidyon HaBen is a Pidyon HaBen. He learns the Gemara as follows, that the reason why this talit is good, because there's a rabbi called Rav Kahana that to him it's worth five. So since there's somebody in the world that it's worth five to, you can even give it to somebody else. Even though to the one that you're giving it to, it's not worth five. But since the Rav Kahana is worth five, so that's considered enough. Avalekule alma lo means, but if to the whole world it's not worth five, so then you can't give it to any Kohen. I repeat, Maran's opinion is that Rambam's opinion, that if a person goes to the Kohen with an object that's not worth five sila'im, but the Kohen's willing to accept it as five sila'im, as long as to somebody else in the world it's really worth five, for whatever reason, it's collector's item to him, it's precious, he needed it, whatever it may be, therefore it's okay. So according to Maran and the Rambam, even though the Gemara said, only a person like Rav Kahana, that's Gavra Rabba, it's Lav Davka. Doesn't that have to be a Gavra Rabba? It can be any person in the world that is willing to accept this or has a value of five, so that we can give it to the Kohen. So again, Halakha Lamaaseh, Maran's Posek and Pidyon HaBen Shin He in the Halakha, that Yesh Omrim, Shekol Adam Yachol Omar Lididi Shaveli. Any Kohen can say, to me it's worth it. V'hu shiyashveh hamisha sila'im le'eze adam ba'olam. So long as it's worth five sila'im to somebody in the world. V'chenu da'at Maran Shulchan Aruch. The Shach and the Taz just point out that he should be a hakam enough to know the Kohen that he's mohel the leftovers. That's why maybe the Gemara says you need Gavra Rabba in order to know the law that he's being mohel the leftover or the remaining money that he's not getting. But again, as long as he says, Lididi Shaveh, and there's somebody in the world that really is Shaveh, the Pidyon is a Pidyon.